News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, welcome to October. It still feels like September. But Dr. Bill says changes are a-coming. More details on the way. 74 degrees now. First, let's check traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Rangeline in Tufts Road, they've got one minor fender bender. They're moving out of the roadway. Already seeing heavier traffic from Airport, University, and Snow, Tanner Williams, and no problems across the Bayway or the Causeway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Highs this afternoon will be in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday, first day of October. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly, we're all here. And by the way, front page of the website, a couple things I would urge you to check out. Number one, the online opinion poll question, should the identity of the White House whistleblower be released? Right now, 79% of y'all say yes. Also, three big things, top stories of the day. House Democrats subpoena Rudy Giuliani in Trump impeachment probe. Should be interesting. I mean, because he's fairly verbose. I wonder when you have members of the House trying to get their 5 minutes on camera and then Rudy Giuliani answering.
He'll say, shut up. Let me talk.
It's going to be great. A federal lawsuit filed in a high-profile 2018 stabbing at Metro Jail and major road improvements happening in Fairhope. Those stories and a whole lot more like this. Kelly with headlines now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. CBS News has released a new poll, and it says the majority of Americans support an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's dealing with Ukraine. According to the new poll, 55% of those asked approved of the inquiry, compared to 45% who disapproved. Now, thoughts on the issue, though, are sharply divided along party lines, as most would expect. 87% of Democrats support the inquiry, compared to 23% of Republicans and 49% of independents. 77% of Republicans oppose the efforts, compared to 13% of Democrats and 51% of independents. When asked about President Donald Trump's dealing with Ukraine, which reportedly included threatening to withhold foreign aid if the country did not investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son, 41% of those polled said his actions were likely illegal. 31% said that they were not proper but were legal, and 28% said that they were proper. 42% said the president deserves to be impeached. 36% said that he does not deserve to be impeached. 22% said it was too soon to say. 75% of Democrats said that they were in favor of impeachment. 17% said it was too soon to say, and 70% of Republicans said they were opposed to impeachment over the Ukraine issue. 14% said it was too soon to say. This poll was conducted between September 26th and 27th among 2,059 U.S. residents. A gruesome discovery in Pritchard as a body is discovered inside of a burned-out vehicle. Pritchard police found the burning vehicle at the Chickasaboga Park boat entrance just off Shelton Beach Road Monday at 12 a.m. After putting out that fire, that's when they discovered an unknown body inside of the vehicle. A cause of death has not yet been determined, but Pritchard PD are investigating this case as a homicide. They have not released the name of the victim at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The flu is getting an early start in Alabama. The flu's already being reported in Huntsville and Montgomery. According to health officials, there have not been any flu cases reported in our part of the state. A body has been found inside a burned car in Pritchard. The car was found early Monday morning near the Chickasabogue Canoe Access Point near Shelton Beach Road. Police are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Two more arrests have been made in a rape investigation at Jacksonville State University. 12 people have now been charged in the case. Prosecutors say they're not expecting any more arrests. Police believe alcohol was a factor in a car crash on the Pensacola Bay Bridge. That crash shut down traffic for several hours Sunday afternoon. And a new law in Florida goes into effect today, requiring drivers to put down their phone in school and construction zones. Only hands-free devices will be allowed when traveling through those areas. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
On March 23, 2012, WAVH was granted a license by the Federal Communication Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April 1, 2020. Our license will expire on April 1, 2020. We must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December 1st, 2019. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection at www.fcc.gov. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by March 1st, 2020. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile, Alabama, 36609, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place. It's going to be catered by Bay Gourmet. Adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. Again, the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. That's November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
714 FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of Auburn athletics, it's time for Auburn Sports Today with sports news from the Plains. Brought to you by the Carrot Patch and your CBD store of West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Two more weekly SEC awards for Auburn football players. That's 7 in 5 weeks if you're counting at home. Right guard Mike Horton is the offensive lineman of the week. Bo Nix is the freshman of the week.
He's feeling more comfortable, and then we finally have all the pieces of the puzzle on the field. We hadn't had that until last week, and so now, you know, we can start getting some consistency. Especially in practice, you know, our quarterback hadn't had time to develop the timing that you really need. So we're kind of doing that as the season goes. So now that we got all the pieces of the puzzle, it really gives you more flexibility to call what you want to call.
Gus Malzahn's team is back on the practice field today as Auburn prepares for Saturday's top 10 showdown in Gainesville. Now this message from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn soccer is 2-1 in SEC play. Redshirt sophomore Corey Loxley scored the game winner against Tennessee Thursday night.
The thing that was fun is the excitement of all the other kids. They know what she's been through, and they couldn't have been more thrilled for her to score that goal and get her first college goal, a game winner against a ranked team.
Karen Hoppe's squad back at home this Thursday night against LSU. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally. This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at carrotpatchmobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. The highs this afternoon will be in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Florida Gators in Gainesville on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of West Mobile with the highest quality natural CBD products, the Alpha Insurance Agents, all for a better life, and Edward Jones Financial Advisors Keith Woodham on Cottage Hill and Carla Stewart in Daphne. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they do have an accident now at Schillinger and Dogwood. Also, another one clearing at Rangeline and Tufts Road, but you've got some pretty heavy traffic in that area. No other delays as you're traveling downtown and coming in from the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way to Malvis and Loxley. Been a good ride along I-10. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes are available. Reserve your spot at the BlacksmithExperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You said you were just going to show up and ask, you know, could you make the swords like in Game of Thrones?
Yeah. At
the
bottom. Okay. Give them cool names.
See if they... That's cool. Lord knows if I had time. It's a skill set I'd like to have. Be cool to be able to blacksmith. All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way, and actually, there is a break. It's not happening immediately, but there is a break to the heat coming up. We'll find out more from him and take a look at the tropics in just about 15 minutes. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An update to a story we told you about last week as an arrest has been made in Atmore in a homicide case. 23-year-old Anthony English was arrested by the Atmore Police Department Monday afternoon in Monroeville for the shooting death of Roderick Watkins Jr. Watkins was shot and killed really ambushed in his driveway on Limbo's Road on September the 24th, that description being given by the chief of police. Atmore Police Chief Chuck Brooks described the shooting as an ambush, saying the perpetrator was waiting when Watkins arrived home from work and shot him in his vehicle before leaving the scene. English has been charged with first-degree murder. A man described as a danger to society in Satsuma remains behind bars this morning. 28-year-old Michael Fletcher was denied bond after District Court Judge Spiro Chirigatas ruled that due to his long criminal history and tendency to break past bail conditions, he could not take a chance on allowing bond. Fletcher is accused of Satsuma's first murder in many years, and he will continue to be held without bond even though he did file a not guilty plea. Fletcher is accused of killing David Beckshank after the two men became involved in an argument in Satsuma. He was captured by U.S. Marshals last February after a short time on the run. That's according to authorities. Fletcher is accused of murder, burglary in the third degree, and escape in the first degree. His case has been bound over to a grand jury. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Kennedy for Alabama is on the air. An exciting new political talk show, Friday evenings at 6. Your host, Robert Kennedy Jr., will share the studio with normal, everyday people for face-to-face conversations about Alabama. Be sure to listen, then call or text with your thoughts about the political issues impacting our communities. Let's talk, Friday evenings at 6. Kennedy for Alabama with Robert Kennedy Jr. on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey. They're now 11 years in doing great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial properties, residential properties as well, and giving you that actual appointment time to get rid of the junk, not a spectrum of time. So they'll be there when they say. They'll quote your price. If you say yes, they get right to work and get it done. And it could be things inside, like a storage unit, inside in the attic at your house, but it can also be big things outside. I mean, if you've got a swing set or a above ground pool or a storage shed or something needs gone. I mean the storage shed. Trey tells me a story. He went out one time and they said, oh yeah, we need the stuff out of the storage shed. When they got all the stuff cleared out of the storage shed, the guy said, what about the shed? And he said, we can do that too. So if you got big stuff to move, small stuff to move, stuff you don't even know how to get rid of, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Make that appointment and get them to come out and see what they can do for you. All right, check in the website too, where you'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should the identity of the whistleblower be released? 79% of y'all say yes. You can vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. Speaking of all the impeachment-related shenanigans that are happening in Washington. I said this yesterday. I do believe the president will be impeached. Mm-hmm. I do think that will happen. Now, what happens in the Senate? Are there two-thirds voting to impeach, to convict on that impeachment? I don't think so, but I think for sure you'll see an impeachment coming out of the House.
And we were wondering yesterday what Mitch McConnell would do if that impeachment does come from the House, whether he would just bury it and say they're not gonna even look at it.
He says he's compelled to take it up.
Yeah, he says it's in the law that he has to take it up. And we were talking earlier this morning, what's the play there? Of course, if it is the law, he has to do that, but will it be a bigger win for the Republicans if they know that they're not going to vote to impeach in the Senate, if they do hear the trial or whatever ends up happening? Mm-hmm. What's the best political move for the Republicans there?
I would say that if you have it go into the Senate, it depends on whose ears the information's coming into. I mean, we've become so tribalistic and partisan in this country that you can have a news report, an unbiased news report, and ask two people what they just heard, and it will be different. But I think if it goes through the process in the Senate, and you look at some of the polling, Kelly's talking about polling in headlines this morning, which is different than the polling earlier last week, where it was less than a majority of Americans, even independents. That's what people care about. I mean, who cares about what Republicans are going to be against the impeachment? Democrats are going to be for it. Okay. Forget about that. Let's talk about independents. Mm-hmm. Earlier last week, in one poll, had independents not on board, not the majority of them on board for impeachment. Looking like it's 50-50 now, but that's one poll. There are so many polls out there. Wait till we get a preponderance of polls and then maybe take an average of that and see what's going on. But if they go through this process, goes in the Senate, and they're not going to have the two-thirds vote to convict on that, I think there's some political fallout there. And one, if the Republicans will go with this, which I don't know they will, they'll probably go to more of the, you know, it's I'm attacked, I'm a grieved party. But if they would go on what we talked about yesterday, hey, we've got things we want to do for the United States. We have programs the president's pushing, that the Republicans in Congress are pushing. We can't do those things right now because we're busy with this stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that may get some traction with independents, but we'll see. It will be something also that I can't imagine Democrats wouldn't want to keep going for longer. But I think this is all by Thanksgiving. This gets done because you think they want it to, as close as they can get it to the election.
Right.
They'd want it, but I think this will be a 2019 thing.
And Republicans will also say that, you know, the Democrats are scared of Trump and don't think that they can beat him in the election. That's why they're trying to impeach him now.
And then there's the side note. Is this also an inside play from Democrats to hamstring and remove Joe Biden from the mix?
That's also a question and one of the theories that's out there. There was a lot of news yesterday. You mentioned it yesterday afternoon. Three House committees announced they had subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani. They want him to turn over all the material that he has, text messages. But also yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was in on that July 25th call between the president and the Ukrainian president. And the New York Times reported that Trump has now called the Prime Minister of Australia to request assistance in the Justice Department review. They said that that call came at the behest of Attorney General William Barr. So I'm not really sure what that move is all about. And also, a Justice Department official said that Barr had asked Trump to reach out to a number of foreign officials to request their assistance in his review, which is being led by the U.S. attorney in Connecticut. So a lot of new news came out on this yesterday.
Yeah, it's part of just a regular news cycle, and it's also part of a play to flood the box. You do that when things like this are going on just through political moves. You flood the box with a lot of stories. So President Trump discussing this yesterday.
As you know, and you probably now have figured it out, the statement I made to the president of Ukraine, a good man, a nice man, knew, was perfect. It was perfect. But the whistleblower reported a totally different statement.
So there's the focus coming for the president, Republicans, all about the whistleblower. Democrats are now moved on from the whistleblower. Now look at Giuliani. And at the whole time, you've got the fact that Biden's numbers are falling precipitously.
Fast, yeah.
Because how could you? You heard that ad yesterday, I think Mike Gallagher was playing, that somebody had already put together that said, what's the definition of white privilege? And they ran the clip of Biden. Talking about, hey, you know, I told him I'll be out of here. You know, you're not going to get the money if you don't get the, and they, so there's already, so Biden's getting, this subject is being used by Democrats against President Trump and against Biden right now, benefiting people like Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. moving up the ranks. I think Kamala Harris came, did she come up some? I think Elizabeth Warren had the best.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren has jumped up the most, and she now leads in a few national polls, if not most national polls. And Bernie Sanders yesterday announced his most recent quarter fundraising. He raised over $25 million for this most recent quarter. I believe they said that's the most in one quarter that's been raised yet by a Democrat candidate.
You know, there's a thing with Bernie Sanders, if you ever get to hear him speak at length, I think he truly believes the things he says, which makes him an interesting person to listen to. I don't think he's just spitting, you know, whatever he thinks the moment requires. I think he actually believes it. It's interesting. Conservatives, too, I would encourage you to listen to at-length interviews with Bernie Sanders. I think he truly believes it, which may make it a very interesting campaign if he's up against President Trump.
Meanwhile, Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Rolling across the stage on skateboards now at campaign events.
Keep trying, man. Look at me. Dr. Bill's on the way. He's got our forecast. We check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A new law in Florida goes into effect today requiring drivers to put down their phone in school or construction zones. Only hands-free devices will be allowed when traveling through those areas. On your first offense, we're told you could get a warning. After that, the ticket is $60 plus court costs. A grand jury will hear the case of a man accused of trying to rape a woman in a McDonald's parking lot on Government Street in downtown Mobile. In a hearing on Monday, an investigator testified Vincent Scott demanded money from the victim before he bit her nose, choked her, and broke five of her ribs. The brutal attack happened September 4th. A man accused of ambushing another man in Atmore, killing him outside of the victim's home, is in police custody this morning. 23-year-old Anthony English is charged with murder. He's accused of killing Roderick Williams on Jimbo's Road in Atmore last Tuesday. Police say Williams was returning home from work when he was attacked in his driveway. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
Two officials who spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity confirmed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heard President Trump press the leader of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's family. House Democrats have issued a subpoena to Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani for records of relevant communications. The resignation of Republican New York Congressman Chris Collins goes into effect today.
He's expected to file a guilty plea today that wouldn't by law have caused him to immediately lose his congressional seat unless the House had expelled him, which likely would have made for a challenging re-election bid. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan alleged Collins and two co-defendants, his son and another man, acted on non-public information about the results of a drug trial, which was then used to trade on the stock of a pharmaceutical company.
Correspondent Scott Carr, a senior North Korean diplomat, says nuclear negotiations with the U.S. resumed this week following a months-long stalemate. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Facebook plans to exempt opinion pieces and satire from its fact-checking program as the social media giant tries to stop the spread of falsehoods while maintaining its own neutrality. As part of the new rules, the Wall Street Journal says Facebook will allow publishers of information found to be false by outside fact-checkers to appeal to the company. Posts that Facebook deems to be either opinion or satire won't be labeled as false, even if they contain information the fact-checkers determine was inaccurate. H.B. Fuller, a manufacturer of adhesives, says it may have violated U.S. economic sanctions on Iran through the potential resale of its products by some customers of its subsidiaries. The St. Paul, Minnesota-based company says its hygiene products were possibly resold in Iran through customers of its subsidiaries based in Turkey starting in 2011 and in India in 2014. On Wall Street, futures indicating a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And there is a break at some point to this heat, right?
There is a break.
And it's coming like it before November?
Earlier than that. It looks like we'll start to see the effects on Sunday and Monday, in which we will cool down and also have a chance for some shower activity, which is badly needed in most areas around. Got very little of any rain during September. The exception, of course, was Mobile that got a downpour all at once in the afternoon, I believe, on the 19th of September. But it's been a very, very warm September, and we should get some statistics later on. Could possibly be the warmest September on record. We did break a record yesterday, 94 degrees, and broke the old record of 93. We have a chance of breaking another record as we start October today, because the all-time record for the 1st of October is 92. So we have a chance of doing that today, because we believe the high will be around 94 to 95 degrees this afternoon. Now, there is a slight chance we could see a shower develop during the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, mostly clear, low about 72, and then tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, look for sunny skies with temperatures getting into the mid-90s. And the weekend, looks like the best day will be Saturday on the basis of plenty of sunshine, but we're still going to be in the 90s. And then on Sunday, that's when the front starts to move in, and it'll be mostly sunny, but a good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. And then Monday will be in the 80s again with a chance of thunderstorms. So some cooler weather on the way, and it's not going to be till Sunday and Monday.
Well, I'd like it to be here sooner, but at least it's in your forecast, which makes me happy.
That's right.
What about the tropics, Dr. Bill? What are you watching there?
Well, I've got a couple of tropical waves now that are not too far away from the U.S. mainland. There's a tropical wave approaching the Bahamas, and another one over the, let's call it the western portion of the Caribbean. That one in the Caribbean will be moving into the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. Right now, we don't expect any development out of it, but we'll continue to watch it. There's also, of course, a named storm, Lorenzo, up in the North Atlantic. It's picking up forward speed now, even though it's still a hurricane. It's weakened quite a bit, but it's still got a punch, and it's going to Saturday and Sunday be up in the British Isles, at least the northern part. And so Ireland and Scotland could see wind gusts of up to hurricane force as that system moves through. It's no longer will be a hurricane, but it will be a higher latitude storm system, and should produce some wild weather in that part of Europe.
All right. Well, those folks will be fine. They'll be sheltering in place at many pubs up and down the coast of Southwest Ireland. They'll be okay.
It won't even matter if the roof blows off the pub,
right,
either.
They may not notice, that's for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Hey, by the way, did you see the meat story that came out yesterday? This is, while every story has been the Beyond Meat or Believe Me, It's Not Meat or
Impossible
whatever.
Impossible Burger.
Impossible.
Yep.
Okay, so these meatless things, which I've told you, I had an entrepreneurial idea for somebody out there to start making vegetables out of meat.
meaty veggies.
They look like veggies, but they're made out of meat, so you can flip the script. But then this comes out yesterday in the Annals of Internal Medicine, which is a must read. It sits on the coffee table here at FM Talk 106.5 in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got your hands on that, you'd see the prominent medical journal, the story from NPR, has also published a new recommendation from a panel of scientists, many of whom are not nutrition experts, they point out. But the panel suggests adults continue with current processed meat consumption, according to the guideline in the paper. In other words, no need to cut back.
Okay.
Scores of nutrition experts say this conclusion contradicts a large body of evidence from decades of observational studies that has found that people who consume less red meat and processed meats over time have lower rates of heart disease and death from certain cancers, including colorectal cancer. But as much as that said, now this new opinion piece comes out that says no need to cut back on red meat. The authors of the new analysis have used an alternative approach to evaluate the evidence. They use a system known as GRADE, that's an acronym, which is a process to rate the quality of scientific evidence using this approach. They said this kind of study is a randomized controlled trial, or RCT for short, they say is considered high quality evidence. So there's another group coming out and saying actually what they came out with yesterday is good. So they're fighting in amongst the scientific community. But let me point this out too. How many times have we been told that coffee is good for us,
yep,
bad for us, good for us, bad for us? You know, I think in anything, you've got to look at what's in, if it's, when you say red meat, red meat can mean a lot of things. I'll put a picture up on Twitter here that I have a freezer full of red meat, but that is all super organic, you know, it's venison and it's, you know, it's wild game, doesn't have anything in it. And then I also have, you know, I like a block of summer sausage that's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. I mean, they're both red meat, right? Mm-hmm. So to say red meat's good, red meat's bad, how processed is the meat?
It's all about the processing, but more than anything, it's about overconsumption.
Just, you mean moderation?
Yeah, just be moderate in most things that you do, if not everything that you do. It's when you go overboard and you're eating five burgers a day.
Correct.
Yeah, you're going to have health issues over time. How is
that lost on major people that yes, this thing in overindulged is not good for you, but if you do it in moderation, it's fine.
I don't know, because I guess maybe it takes discipline, and that's something that not a whole lot of Americans have.
Yeah, people want a concrete yes or no on something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We could be moderate in our moderation, too. That's another dangerous precedent. 7:41, we'll check headlines with Kelly coming up, and get the ride in. Traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Matt Armbruster of Ransom Ministries, who's putting some marginalized people back to work. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Matt Armbruster's calling is to help those who've been dealt some tough blows in their life and make them contributing members of our society. When you and I pass a homeless person, we mostly keep going. Matt stops, he talks to them, and he offers to teach them how to get predictable employment. And they get paid as they learn. He's taught them food service skills and most recently, electronics recycling. He's an uplifting guy doing good, good work. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, brought to you by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department are working accidents at Rangeline and Tufts Road. Got the wreckers there. Also at Moffitt and Dogwood and Greeley and Hillcrest. Right lanes blocked off. Michael Boulevard and Marion Beckham Drive. Hillcrest and Airport and Spring Hill and Ogden are other accidents still in the roadway. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident. Remember, Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day. Even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED. And you can see them online at VincentSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:43 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill Kane, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Quinn Hillier joins us. Had a great conversation with him yesterday about the legacy of former AL1 Congressman Jack Edwards. And it's up on the podcast tab on fmtalk1065.com. Or if you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, it's waiting for you. Plus, you said Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify. many places you can get our
podcast.
Tune
in radio, yeah. We got, by the way, too, when you subscribe for our podcast, which we really appreciate you doing, it means something to give us, whether it's stars or thumbs up or whatever kind of rankings they give you, you know, and leave a comment. We like that as well.
Yeah, and we had a special yesterday on International Podcast Day where you can get our podcasts for free. You can still get them, but they're only free today.
Are we holding the deal over?
Yeah, we'll hold it over, well, let's just say for eternity.
Okay, so we're holding the deal over for this celebration going on for quite a while.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, on the way, a story that will, it should make a lot of us worry, and it'll probably make my friend here pretty angry. headline, I'll give you this headline.
Okay.
27% of Americans haven't picked up a book in the past year.
What?
It's not multiple, but they have not picked up a book in the past year. That's on the way. Kelly's got headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, CVS Pharmacy has pulled Zantac from its shelves over concerns that the heartburn medication contains ingredients that could cause cancer. Walgreens, Walmart, and Rite Aid are following suit. Sales on Zantac brand and CVS Health brand heartburn medication have been suspended until further notice. According to CVS, quote, this action is being taken out of an abundance of caution due to a recent product alert from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. These products may contain a low level of NDMA, which is a probable human carcinogen. CVS is the largest pharmacy chain in the country. They will continue to sell other heartburn medications, which include Pepcid, Tagamet, and its respective generic equivalents. The FDA is not recommending that patients stop using these products, but customers who purchase them at CVS can return them for a full refund. Patients are also advised to contact their healthcare provider to discuss alternatives. Meantime, Apotex Corp, the maker of generic versions of Zantac, have recalled the medication sold over-the-counter at three major pharmacies. In a statement, the maker says that they're recalling 75-milligram and 150-milligram tablets sold at Walgreens, Walmart, and Rite Aid. Troy University has suspended another fraternity accused of hazing. According to the Troy Messenger, the Troy chapter of Delta Kappa Epsilon is under investigation related to the charges. Troy has released a statement saying in part, quote, Troy University is committed to maintaining high standards of conduct and safety among campus organizations, and groups found in violations of rules will face appropriate punishment. You may recall seven members of Sigma Chi fraternity are currently facing disciplinary procedures at Troy in connection to hazing allegations as well. The fraternity is suspended through the end of the fall semester, and they now must complete community service work and undergo education on hazing prevention. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more. Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The flu is getting an early start in Alabama. The flu's already being reported in Huntsville and Montgomery. According to health officials, there have not been any flu cases reported in our part of the state. A body has been found inside a burned car in Pritchard. That car was found early Monday morning near the Chickasabog Canoe Access Point near Shelton Beach Road. Police are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Two more arrests have been made in a rape investigation at Jacksonville State University. 12 people have now been charged in the case. Prosecutors say they're not expecting any more arrests. Police believe alcohol was a factor in a car crash on the Pensacola Bay Bridge. That crash shut down traffic for several hours Sunday afternoon. And a new law in Florida goes into effect today requiring drivers to put down their phone in school and construction zones. Only hands-free devices will be allowed when traveling through those areas. With WKRG News 5 local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Movie night.
I love these old westerns.
Me too. Hand me some popcorn.
I bet a couple of little fillies like you are paying way too much for your insurance coverage.
Is he talking to us through the TV?
I'm talking to you. So what kind of premiums are you paying on your homeowner's insurance? That's what I thought. You need to call the Jack Green Insurance Agency.
Wait, you're in the Old West, like the 1800s. Jack Green hasn't even been born yet.
Are you kidding me? Jack Green's been saving people money on their insurance needs for centuries.
But how do you...
No matter what your insurance needs, Jack Green will take care of it for good. Jack takes care of my home, my vacation condo, even my business coverage.
What business is that?
My business.
Just ask him.
Jack Green saved my great-great-grandson a ton of money on a sweet premium rate on his triaxle dump truck.
Really?
Call the Jack Green Agency in Mobile at 344-5393. Go ahead. Call him. Make his day.
Next week we're going to my house. It's too freaky over here.
Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
The Pittsburgh Steelers get their first win of the season, an Oakland linebacker banned from the NFL for the rest of the year, and California is set to become the first state to allow student-athletes to make money from endorsements. 10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, Pittsburgh blew out the Cincinnati Bengals 27-3 for the Steelers' first win of the season. Mason Rudolph has taken over at quarterback for Pittsburgh since Ben Roethlisberger suffered an elbow injury and went on injured reserve. Last night, Rudolph threw for 229 yards and two scores. Here's his second of the night, a third quarter 43-yard pass to Deontay Johnson that put the Steelers up 24-3.
Downfield strike, wide open, Johnson. Everything was small ball to the running backs. Then jab, 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 knockout punch, Rudolph to Johnson, 43-yard touchdown.
That's the call from ESPN. Both Steelers running backs carried the team last night. James Conner rushed for 42 yards and caught 8 passes for 83 yards and a score. And backup Jalen Samuels accounted for 134 yards and a two-yard touchdown run. The Bengals are still winless under new head coach Zach Taylor. Quarterback Andy Dalton was sacked a career-high 8 times, and the Bengals were held scoreless over the final 51 minutes of the game. And Mobile's own Mark Barron got an interception in the end zone in the fourth quarter that put an end to Cincinnati, any of their hopes of coming back for the win. Oakland linebacker and habitual rules offender Vontaze Burfict has been suspended without pay for the remainder of the season for repeated violations of unnecessary roughness rules. Burfict was ejected on Sunday after a helmet-to-helmet hit on Indianapolis Colts tight end Jack Doyle. ESPN's Field Yates tweeted yesterday that the 29-year-old Burfict has now been suspended 4 times for on-field penalties for a total of 22 games. That has cost him $4.6 million in salary.
Jeez.
He's also been fined 9 other times, totaling $411,000. That's over $5 million that Burfict has lost for illegal on-field actions. Unbelievable. It's looking like California will be the first state to allow student athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Yesterday on LeBron James' talk show, The Shop, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Fair Pay to Play Act into law, which says that colleges in California cannot punish their athletes for collecting endorsement money. The law is scheduled to go into effect in January 2023. It does not require schools to pay athletes directly as employees. Instead, it makes it illegal for schools to prevent an athlete from earning money by selling the rights to his or her name, image, or likeness to outside bidders. The law also allows for college athletes to hire a licensed agent to represent them. Some athletic directors in California are concerned that the new law will actually put their schools at a recruiting disadvantage if rules don't change nationally before 2023. The NCAA says that California teams would be banned from taking part in NCAA competitions. Now, the NCAA did release a statement yesterday after the law was signed, saying they agree that changes are needed to continue to support student athletes, but that it needs to occur on the national level through their own rulemaking process. 7:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working in accident, Michael Boulevard and Marion Beckham Drive off the side of the road, Airport and Hillcrest, Spring Hill and Ogden, and they're still there and slow at Rangeline and Tufts Road and Greenline and Hillcrest. Right lane's blocked off, but they're moving that one into a parking lot. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. The highs this afternoon will be in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Just in time for spring break, a $93 million aquarium is opening next door in Mississippi. The new Gulf Coast Aquarium is set to open in April of 2020. It's currently under construction in Gulfport, Mississippi. The new aquarium will contain more than 1 million gallons of both salt and fresh water on its 5.8-acre beachfront campus. The aquarium will feature a 30-foot-long tunnel surrounding visitors with sea life and exterior habitats, and it stretches the length of almost 5 football fields. The aquarium will feature alligators, river otters, fish, dolphins, stingrays, and birds. The aquarium is expected to attract 500,000 visitors each year. The aquarium is set to open April 30th, 2020. Happening today, a sweet assignment for you and your family as two local favorites are teaming up for a great cause, and many families will win thanks to a simple scoop of ice cream. Today is the Dippin' to End Domestic Violence. It's happening from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So all you need to do is head over to Cammie's Old Dutch, purchase your ice cream scoop or two or three or four, and you can help bring an end to domestic violence, because Cammie is so generously donating a portion of her sales today to the Penelope House. Once again, make plans to either go maybe after lunch or after you pick the kids up from school, or maybe after dinner or all that and then some. 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Cammie's Old Dutch is located on 2511 Old Shell Road. Your purchase will help bring an end to domestic violence, as Cammie will donate a portion of her sales to the Penelope House. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, the first day of October, believe it or not, heading for another high up in the 90s. But there's some relief on the way, just maybe 6 days away. Dr. Bill will talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Quinn Hillier joins us next hour, and we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. Student athletes profiting off merchandising, endorsements, all that kind of good stuff. We'll get into that when we come back.